sometime, if at all before. So we head to the hotline, and we bring in Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram. Tim has been covering the high school sports scene for many, many years. And Tim, let's just start right there, my friend. Have you ever seen anything even remotely close to this?
Well, about the closest thing is not even, like you just said, not even remotely close is, you know, a football game getting canceled because of lightning. I mean, this isn't even close to that. It's like this is really, really strange. I feel for all the kids that have been preparing, like, for the spring season and the Elyria Catholic girls who are preparing for the state tournament, and, you know, all the boys teams that are preparing for the regional finals this weekend. It's bizarre. It really is.
Yes, bizarre is one way of putting it for sure. In some of the time you hear 9/11 comparisons come up, obviously wildly different situations, but the effects somewhat similar with the way that, you know, both instances really affected a lot of what we did for 9/11 and what we're doing right now. You know, I think the difference to me is with 9/11, you knew it was going to be a couple of weeks before you could kind of return to normalcy. Right. But with this, Tim, we don't really know.
Yeah, we really. You're right. The end of the, you know, the end of the tunnel is nowhere in sight, so to speak. It's you know, they're talking about now canceling spring sports. You know, we just got a notification that the schools are closing for like 3 weeks starting Monday, and it's like unheard of. You've never experienced anything like this.
Now, last night, we had heard some of the possibilities, but I don't think that we really could have seen this coming. I mean, this has really kind of taken on a life of its own. Now, last night, you and I were both down at the Jar Arena, Rocco Nucci's old stomping grounds. And, you know, we were down there watching that Lorraine-St. Ed's game. And, you know, talking off air, you know, you and I both mentioned that, you know, certainly something was taken away just a bit with the attendance restrictions, but all things considered, Tim, it wasn't all that bad last night.
No, it kind of reminded me of, like, you know, maybe a mid-season game where you had two teams playing on a Tuesday night where you might not have the normal crowd, but there were still people there. They were still cheering. They were still, you know, in the game, or, you know, as part of the game. The thing that I kind of take away from that, talking to the players afterwards, both teams, you know, in the post-game interviews, they both mentioned how different that atmosphere was, that, you know, with less number of people there than would have normally been there. One of the St. Ed's players mentioned, you know, the last time they played Lorraine in the tournament, you know, 2 years ago when Lorraine pulled that incredible upset. They said, boy, it was like the entire city of Lorraine was out there rooting for them. And of course, that wasn't the case last night. Not anyone's fault necessarily. It was just the circumstances. And you're right, Bull. It was just a little different atmosphere, but it still had a basketball feel to it. Obviously, it just lacked the great enthusiasm that you normally associate with, like, a regional, you know, tournament game.
I think that's a great way of putting it. It still had something. And I think there is something to be said for that, because I know that going into this weekend, before all the news earlier today from the OHSAA was released about how they're going to postpone the rest of these winter tournaments until further notice, people weren't really sure what to expect going into this weekend's festivities in Columbus, albeit for girls basketball, wrestling, or hockey, whatever it may have been. Nobody was quite sure what to expect. You know, and for me, Tim, last night gave me the impression, you know what? No, it's not a tournament atmosphere, but there's still enough of an atmosphere here to seem like it satisfied both parties, because you've got one party saying, oh, you know what, you can't restrict the amount of people that go to these games. But on the other hand, you have people saying, look, we've got to do the best we can to combat this and make sure it doesn't really spiral out of control. Right. And I feel like by limiting some of the tickets for last night's game, you still had enough of an atmosphere to make it still feel real.
You know, I thought that was probably, thinking about it, I thought that was probably the right decision to limit the fans and to you know, kind of keep the crowd sparse, so to speak, for a big event like that. But then you started seeing all the chips fall into place, so to speak, when all the conference tournaments from the NCAA started canceling, and then the NBA had two of their players contracted, and they're canceling or postponing, I guess, the rest of the season. And then you could see that, this is going to be more than just, you know, allowing, you know, friends and family to come to the game. It's going to be it's probably going to be something worse than that that's coming down the stretch. And, of course, this whole day has been nothing but cancellations for every sport. Wrestling, you mentioned hockey and the basketball and everything. It's just been something that I don't know if I can wrap my head around it, to be honest.
It's tough for all of us to wrap our heads around it, that's for sure. And I mean, look, nobody really knows what to expect moving forward either. You know, with schools being canceled for the next 3 weeks here in Ohio anyways, a lot of folks are leaning towards the idea that decreases the chances that maybe they will play the duration of these winter sports tournaments. But again, nothing has been determined as of yet. I think they want to let this thing play out the next couple of weeks. Tim, could you envision a scenario with schools canceled for the next few weeks where they could find a way to play these winter sports tournaments over the next few weeks?
Well, you know, it would have to be, Bull, as you probably know, it would have to be something that you would think would have to be somewhat timely. You can't expect the kids to be away from the game for a month, for example, and to be able to come back and play. But yet, you know, to ask the state to put that thing together again in a week or so, I don't know that I see that happening. I really don't. So I don't know what's going to happen. Really, it sounds, I hate to say this, but it almost sounds like they're not going to be able to play it.
No, and you're right, because I think a lot of people are preparing for that scenario, which it's clearly the worst, but I think people are definitely preparing for that possibility. And, you know, you have a lot of kids out there right now that are really upset. Who could blame them, especially the seniors? Because, you know, this has the chance to be a defining moment for them, giving them stories to tell for the rest of their lives. And look, you know, you've been around high school sports for a long time to understand that even if you don't come out on top and this doesn't become a bright, shining moment for you, there are a lot of lessons to be learned in instances like this, whether you're playing in the regional tournament on the boys' side of things for hoops or if you're playing in the state tournament for hockey, wrestling, and girls' basketball. These are the kinds of experiences that you may never get again.
Well, the sad thing is when you think about like the Elyria Catholic girls or the wrestlers that are going to go down to compete in the state tournament, you know, when they were at practice, you know, a couple of days ago, they were preparing for that with no idea that the season was going to end, that they weren't going to be able to participate in that. I mean, that's just like a cold slap in the face. It's like a kid getting, you know, injured just in practice before the big game and not being able to perform. It's so sad for the kids, like you said, particularly the seniors who very well could be their last sporting event that they'll participate in.
Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Tim, you referenced this at the beginning of the interview. You know, the OHSAA is actually taking measures now to determine how they're going to move forward with their spring sports too, which, right, you know, spring sports have certainly grown in numbers exponentially over the last couple of years here. So the OHSAA has their staff working on spring sports right now, trying to determine the next possible step to take there. Now, around here, who knows what that means, because a lot of times March is kind of a lost month anyways in spring sports.
That is true. But, you know, like you said, coaches and players, with now school being suspended for the next 3 weeks, I don't know. Are they going to be allowed to go out and practice? I'm not sure what those situations might call for. And it's going to be something that, you know, that no one has ever experienced before. You know, Eric Flannery and John Rostano, the two coaches last night, both of them, you know, they've obviously never experienced anything like that going into that game. But they were able to play the game. Now you're asking coaches completely stop what they're doing and you know, they're not going to play again. That's really, really bizarre.
Well, right. And another fascinating question that comes out of all this, how do you handle that as a coach? Because you're right. I mean, you can't ask a lot of these kids to stop playing for 3 weeks and then throw them back out there again for some of the biggest games of their lives, if not the biggest games of their lives, and expect them to proceed accordingly. You know, Sean Bennett had tweeted out earlier today that, you know, for wrestling, that's especially tough because you're asking these kids to try and maintain weight, and, you know, they can't necessarily have organized practices, so the coaches have to be a little more hands-off when it comes to this. And, Tim, that just throws a whole other curveball into this equation.
Well, that's, you know, and I appreciate what Sean says. Wrestling, certainly, that's true. But, you know, any of the sports, baseball, you're perfecting your arms, your body, your batting swing. Basketball, your physical conditioning. Any of the spring sports, you know, track. It's you just think about it, you need that time to practice and to get ready for the season, and now that's not going to be there, and they might not have a season at all, I suppose. And that's like a sad but a reality of the events of the day.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. There's no doubt about that. You had mentioned Coach Eric Flannery at St. Ed's. He sent something out a few moments ago also, posting a picture of a lot of his guys. And they were practicing at the University of Toledo. They, of course, were supposed to play on Saturday at UT. And, you know, now, like everybody else, they're kind of putting this thing on hold. He mentioned, look, this is unbelievably disappointing for us simply because they've got a great team. You and I saw that last night firsthand. And he said, you know, this would have been an incredible group. We really feel like they could have gone a long ways. But the reality of it is, and he mentioned this at the end of the tweet, we understand why the OHSAA did what they did. It seems like you do get a lot of that because common sense has to prevail when you're...
Well, I don't, you know, I agree with you, but I don't think anybody is saying that it's a decision that was bad. I think it's the right decision. It's just the timing of it. It's just the circumstances of it. It's just a shame that it's happened the way it's happened and the way that this whole thing has spread and become such a big factor. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we thought, oh yeah, that's something over there in the China and Korea are working with, but that's not going to affect us here. Well, guess what? It didn't take long, and it got a hold of us.
Yeah, and again, you certainly cannot blame those who are trying to take all the proper measures to make sure that this thing doesn't spiral out of control like it has already in Italy with nearly 1,000 fatalities. It's crazy how it's just kind of taken off over there. But, you know, it's also a situation, too, where, you know, with Lorain losing, that was the end of the line here in Lorain County for boys' high school hoops, you know, for girls' high school hoops in Lorain County, Elyria Catholic. We hope we'll get the opportunity to still continue going. But now that we are at the end of the hoops season, you know, it gives us a chance here to kind of cap that season. And, Tim, you had a lot of fun in the CT every Friday listing your top five, and you did a nice feature. You picked out your player of the week. This was a fascinating year for Lorain County High School hoops, and there were a lot of surprises along the way. What were the two biggest surprises in your mind in boys' high school hoops in Lorain County?
Well, the one that comes to mind first was the great season that Midview put together. I think a lot of people thought the Middies were going to have a decent team coming into the year. They had a couple kids coming back, Johnny Manning and Marcel Young, that were good players. But I don't think anybody envisioned them being the team that they were. They ended up winning the Southwest Conference by a couple of games. I think everybody figured that Southwest Conference was going to be a drag-out, knockdown battle between about five or six teams, and it looked like it was going to be that way for a while. But then Midview kind of was able to get away from everybody else by just simply being a lot more consistent. And then I think maybe the other story would have been the Lorain County League, their first season, the way that thing kind of went back and forth and up and down from 1 week to the next. It looked like 1 week it looked like Firelands was on top. It looked like Columbia was taken over. Then it looked like Keystone. And then it ended up, I think appropriately, that three teams, Oberlin, Keystone, and Columbia, ended up tying for the conference championship with a couple of teams just one game back of that, one team back of that with by Game Clearview. So I mean, it was a that was a great race all the way through for the Lorain County League. I don't know that anybody anticipated that happening. And then you get to the tournament, and of course, then the topsy turvy. What happened with Amherst and their kids, unfortunately, and what happened? You know, Westlake had a big injury, and he ended up having Lakewood knock off Midview because Johnny Manning got hurt. I mean, it was just a bizarre thing there in the tournament. Lorain was able to master that and come out and get a little bit of revenge for their season last year where they lost Olmsted Falls. And then, of course, they lost last night to St. Ed's. And then you look down at the other divisions. Lurie Catholic was a whisker away from beating Warrensville to go on to the regional. And, gosh, you know, in retrospect, maybe you think about it, maybe that's something that at least now they'll be able to remember in years to come, that they did their best and came up with a good effort. Now it would be maybe a disappointment that they weren't able to, you know, get any farther because of this circumstance.
Yeah, you're right. That's an interesting point. You wonder if maybe that takes at least some of the sting away, right? Maybe to some degree?
I think a little bit. Probably not right now, but in time, you know, they'll look back at that and remember that they had a pretty good run.
Yeah, and it was a terrific run for a team that was on a bit of a roller coaster ride throughout the course of the season. Well, Tim, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us, and we will definitely get you back on a regular basis once high school baseball season resumes, whenever that might be, my friend.
Well, you know, I didn't expect to be talking about this today, Andy. I thought we'd be talking about, you know, the Lurie Catholic girls going down to state, or maybe even Lorain with an upset over Lorain Lakewood St. Edward or something along those lines. Didn't expect to be able to be talking about school closings and spring cancellations and all this other stuff. Wow.
Yeah, well, I guess in our business, you just never know what each day is going to bring you, that's for sure. But you're right, this is probably the last thing we expected to discuss today. But, Tim, we appreciate the time as always. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I always enjoy coming on, Bull, anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, that's Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram.